A hero is no braver than an ordinary man, but he is brave 5 minutes longer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant inspiration. A hero is no braver than an ordinary man, but he is brave 5 minutes longer, said Ralph Waldo Emerson. Now we think about that. We think about the struggles we've made and the efforts we've made and the way we've tried to be of assistance to other people. And when you're being of assistance to other people, do you want them immediately to respond? You want them immediately to act upon what you're assisting them in? You know, there's a lot of people. What is it that you know about a person who is drowning? If you're trying to save a person who's drowning, they'll grab onto the person trying to save them, and they'll drown both of them, you know. And so you must know how to save a person who's drowning. You must grab them at a distance, get your hand under their chin, and pull them to shore with their face up in the air, you know. If you don't, you both go down. And you have to be very cold and very definite about it. The other person has no rights to do anything except to be saved. Are you brave enough to do such a thing? Because it would take just an instant for you to be drowned with the other person, because they grab a hold of you and you're both down. Well, you see, when you're doing something like that, you don't think about it. You don't think about being brave. You don't think about being clever. You don't think about anything. All you do is say, now, I do know that a drowning person is grasping at anything, so I must stay out of their grasp, and I must grasp them. And so, if you do that, keep that one thought in mind, you keep at a distance from them and just grab them with your one arm, and then your other arm, you swim to shore. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not easy. That's not easy. Mm-hmm. But it's something that an ordinary person can do. And then when you're getting close to shore, you run out of breath yourself. You run out of energy. You say, ah, I can't do it anymore. I'm so tired. And that's where the 5 minutes more comes in. When, instead of thinking that you're tired, you say, I am full of energy, then results happen. Now, Ellen tells us a story about Stefan and Monica giving a seminar in Switzerland yesterday. And the seminar was quite nice. They had a nice crowd. And one young man was there, 18 years old, and his mother said that he is a athlete and he likes to race, to run. And so Stefan was using that as an illustration, saying, you know, people who run need to have the athletic attitude about themselves. They can do it, they will do it, they are better than they've ever been before, and they're always their personal best, and they move it, move it, move it. Well, when it came time for the boy to run the next day, his mother and family were watching him, and he says, I can't do this. I haven't been in practice. I'm not prepared or anything. And the family just turned it on. They said, you're great. We believe in you. You're fantastic. You're a great runner. You're great. And they boosted up his mental attitude about himself. So he not only got in there and ran, but he ran to win the race. But in winning the race, he was better than he had ever run before. Now, where did he get that energy and that strength from? He got that energy by believing what he heard said about him, that he was a great runner, that he could do it. Now, you and I don't always have someone to pat us on the back and say we're great. We have to do it for ourselves. And it's up to us to learn how to do it for ourselves, to say, I can, I know I can. This is wonderful. I got the ability to do it. If our back hurts, my back is whole and perfect. If my head hurts, my head's whole and perfect. If I need to run, I am the best runner. I am fantastic. I am great. I am wonderful. To yourself. You don't need to shout it out to the world. You don't need to tell anybody else. You just build up within yourself that positive energy that leads you to win. And when you build it up, it does lead you to win. Like the boy said, 18-year-old boy who had attended the seminar with Stefan and Monica, and he went home, he cleaned up his room, first time in a long time, and his mother was quite proud. And so the next day, the mother realized that he had gotten something from the seminar. And it was time to do the race. And unfortunately, he said, "I can't do it." Yet he had signed up for it. And his mother and friends said, "Yes, you can. You're great, you're great, you're great, you're great." And they built that in him so that he would be, before the race, 5 minutes stronger than anything. 5 minutes longer before the race. When the race came, he didn't have time to think about anything. He just ran and did his best. He knew how to stride. He knew how to run. He knew how to do these things. He knew how to put his feet down so that they were just like feathers landing on the pavement or the dirt track, wherever he ran. And he just knew. And he didn't feel tired. He didn't feel limited in all. He just knew. Now, that's what a hero does. A hero just goes in and knows. If you are seeing a person trapped in a car, and the car is on fire, and you go over and you open the door of the car and you try to get the person out, and you finally succeed, and you take the person to safety, and then kaboom, the car blows up. Now, if you had worried about the car blowing up when you went to take the person out of the car, if you had worried about being a hero, and worried about this or that, you would never have done it. You'd been too afraid, too fearful to do anything at all. And this is what happens to most of us. We should not think of the future, of whatever we're doing in the present. Only think of the present and giving it our very, very, very best. And when we give it our very best, we'll be the winner. When we give it our very best, we'll be the hero. When we give it our very best, we will succeed with whatever we choose to do. Now, we use the term hero here, and hero is kind of a sad name, because everyone is a hero. Everyone has done noble things in their lives and have not been credited for it. But people who are credited for being a hero, who are found out to be a hero, are really not heroes. They're just standing around waiting for credit, waiting for appreciation. And that is a poor reason to do it, because that type of a hero is going to have his comeuppance. He will save somebody and in the process be destroyed himself. Never do anything for the result you get out of it that is the gift that's to you. Always do it because it's the thing to do at that time. It's the thing to do at that time. And if we always do the thing to do at the time that we do it, we'll be quite happy and successful. And if we never look for credit or approval, we will find we give ourselves more approval than anyone in the world could ever give us. And we're happy. So think on these things. They're very important. They're very valuable for us to look at life from this positive point of view. And when we look at it from the positive point of view, then we're always the winner. So think on these things and carry them in your heart, and just know that I love you, I love you, I love you.